We have to break up. Noelle made the phone call from outside her apartment building just before dinner with her parents. Something had been bugging her for weeks whenever she thought of her kind, cute boyfriend, but she wasn't ready to admit what it was. She leaned against the brick and looked out at the traffic on the street. This just isn't working anymore.
What? He said. Where is this coming from? Why?
Travis, she said, and nothing else.
You can't just dump me for no reason, he said. That's so not fair.
She felt a familiar meanness rise in her, and the feeling felt like home. Actually, she said, I can do whatever the hell I want, and I don't want to be with you anymore, got it? She hung up the phone. And as free as she felt in that moment, she also felt a little like crying. The cello could sound angry, especially Noelle's cello. It was what she liked most about it. She was alone in her room, the only place she enjoyed being lately, practicing. One set of fingers moved skillfully along the neck of the big instrument, and the other held the bow lightly, sliding it back and forth across the strings so quickly that her curly hair fell out of its bun and her glasses slipped down her nose. The song might not have been angry, but Noelle was, and so everything she played sounded loud and unsettled. The school year had just started a little over a month ago, but she was already working to perfect the piece she'd play at the fall showcase. She'd mentioned the showcase at dinner earlier that night, and that had been a mistake. So, the fall showcase is coming up in a few weeks, Noelle had said. It was when all the students at Augusta Savage School of the Arts performed or exhibited a special piece they were excited about each year. Everyone loved the fall showcase because it was the only fun program they had all year, the only one with no grade, no real pressure, just an opportunity to show off something they were proud of to their teachers, classmates, and families. Before she could even finish explaining that it would be a fun night, that they didn't have to stay long, but that she really wanted them to come, her mother, an emergency room nurse, rubbed her dark eyes and said, "I'm sorry, honey, but I'll probably be pulling a double that night." Noelle pressed her lips together and looked hopefully toward her father. She knew he had to be up at 3 a.m. every day to make it downtown to the construction site where he worked. He ran his hand through his spiky black hair and didn't look at her as he said he wouldn't make it either.
"Won't your friends be there?" her father asked.
But friends weren't the same as family. Pierre said,
"I'll come, Noe."
She'd smiled at her little brother, but still felt sad. Her parents were always too busy with work to come see her play, so she didn't know why she'd expected this time to be any different. The hope she hadn't even realized she was holding on to made her throat feel tight. The worst part was she couldn't even be upset about them missing the showcase without feeling guilty. Now, she played and played until the weight of the anger and guilt fell away from her tense muscles, because it was stupid. She was stupid to be upset about something like this when she knew her parents worked hard so she wouldn't have to. Her mother, Anaïs, sent nearly half of her earnings back to Noelle's grandmother in Martinique, so everything her father, Nick, made at his construction job went to their expenses. Plus, both her parents had been working extra shifts to pay for her music lessons and instruments for years. They made sure Noelle and her brother had everything they needed, and even a few things they wanted. They also let her keep whatever she made helping out at her grandparents' restaurant in Chinatown. And all they asked of her was to do well in school and make their sacrifice worth it. Who was she to want more? But she was still disappointed about something, and it wasn't just about her parents missing the showcase. She knew part of her disappointment was about Travis, but she was trying not to think about how confused and hurt he'd sounded on the phone. She had a good reason to break up with him, even though she hadn't told him what it was. So Noelle played to keep her mind off him and her family.